Kingston Parks will soon offer free access to sports equipment as council has approved a new pilot program set to launch this spring. The motion authorizes city staff to enter into a one-year agreement with Equip Sport to bring self-serve sports equipment stations to neighborhood parks across Kingston. The program, funded through Canadian Tire Jumpstart Charities, will install at least 30 secure equipment lockers where residents can borrow recreational gear for free using a mobile app. The goal, to remove barriers to participation by making sports equipment more accessible and encouraging spontaneous, unstructured play. The initiative comes at no cost to the city, with all equipment, installation, maintenance, and insurance covered by the sponsorship. When it came time for council discussion, the only concern raised was around hours of use.
The one thing I did notice within the report mentioned basically these would be available 24/7. I have concerns about the hours of operation and how it may affect neighboring residents to the parks and having people playing different sports during, we'll say, non-operational hours.
I think it's really valid. I mean, who wants to hear basketball at 1 a.m? This could cause more problems than unintended consequences.
City staff quickly clarified that appropriate use hours can and will be put in place as part of the program rollout.
So the system does allow for 24/7 monitoring, but the system can be set for times that are appropriate for the neighborhood. We will implement that, and the hours that we will implement are 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., and this aligns with common use hours, but also public works staffing.
With that, council voted unanimously to approve the pilot.
I think this is a great movement, especially since we're just talking about accessibility, of allowing more people accessible access and to equipment for using our parks and recreation.
The program will launch this spring, with staff set to report back to council in the fourth quarter of 2026 with data on usage, accessibility outcomes, and recommendations on whether to renew or expand the initiative. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.